We decided we're going to dedicate the shiurim to different real-life shailas that come up. So tonight's shaila actually was a combination of two shailas. One of them was presented to me by somebody else, and one of them was presented by myself. Shaila came at my own house. I'm also entitled to ask a shaila, so we'll try to see whether we can go through the sugya a little bit. The two shailas really ultimately revolve around the same basic principle, and that's what the name of the shiur is, Kviyas HaMezuzah Kadem Shein Ischayev. If a person puts a mezuzah up in the doorway, before one is technically obligated to put it up, whatever the technical reason is, we'll see as we go along. So what is the halacha? Can a mezuzah that's been put up before an obligation actually kicks in, is that acceptable? Or would one have to remove the mezuzah in order to put it back up again? But just to give you the background a little bit, and then we'll flesh out what the details of the sugya are. So in my own house, the shaila came up four times within the course of a week and a half. I'll tell you what happened. I think we were doing some major, there was no construction being done in the house. The shaila was as follows. We'll just get the Russian prach now, and then we'll go back to the details of the shaila. There is a big discussion of what has a doorway without a door, whether it is obligated to mezuzah or not. In theory, if one has a doorway with a door and a mezuzah is put up, if one takes the door down, so one can conceive of the fact that in that interim of time, it may have been exempt from mezuzah. When one puts the door back on again, maybe one has to actually take off the mezuzah and put the mezuzah back on again. So in case you're starting to spin with that, it's Maisa Shai Kachoya four times, as I said, within the course of a week and a half. When we build our sukkah, so our sukkah is always stored in the basement. And the only way to get the stuff out of the basement is to take the door off, take the hinges off, take the door off of the basement door. So what I always try to do is, after I finish taking all the stuff out, so we'll see as we go on, I try to be machmer to take the mezuzah off and to put the mezuzah back on again, because in that interim of time, the doorway may have been potter from mezuzah, which may throw into a question the kashrus of the mezuzah. So I always try to do that after I take off the door to put the mezuzah back on again. What happened was, is that, that's what we're going to get to. That's exactly what we're going to get to. That's going to be the background. Just trying to present the shaila first. So I had to do that one time. Okay, fine. I put the door back on, I put the mezuzah back on, then I realized that the shul sukkah had not been built yet, and the shul sukkah was also stored in that basement, so they had to come the next day and take all the shul stuff sukkah out. So nachum, the door came off, when the door went back on again, then it went, the mezuzah went back on again. Just fast forward a little bit to after sukkah, what went out has to go back in again. The only way to get the stuff back into the basement is nachum, to take the door off. So of course, I did that, and the shul was nowhere around to take down their sukkah. So I had to put the mezuzah and take the door back on and the mezuzah back on again, and then a fourth time. I think within the course of four times, my wife was convinced that I was absolutely crazy. When the fourth time, the mezuzah was coming on and off the doorway. So we're going to try to discuss whether that was necessary, what exactly is the background to that, what exactly are the ramifications of that. I don't know if the complicate matters, but to make it another dimension of the shaila, as I was thinking about the shaila, so somebody from yeshiva came to ask me a question. They had just moved into an apartment, and it wasn't yet full 30 days. 30 days is when you become chayav to put up a mezuzah. If you don't own the house, again, we'll see that as we go on. They wanted to know, well, I want to put the mezuzah up beforehand. Is there anything wrong with putting up a mezuzah within 30 days? I said, this is our lucky day. So now we have two shailas which revolve around the same nekuda. Having a mezuzah up before a chayav kicks in, what are the ramifications of this? So let's, now that we got the background of the shaila, let's learn the sugya itself. So the sugya begins in Maseches Menachos, in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, in the first of the Ma'amakamos. Resh Galusa Bona Besa. Resh Galusa, Shalusa was the political leader of the Jewish community in Bavel. So he built a house. Omalele Rav Nachman. So we said to Rav Nachman, Kvali Mezuzta, that honor us by putting up the mezuzahs, which Rav Nachman responded to. Rav Nachman, Tali Dashi Beresha. Put up the dashis first, before I come to put up the mezuzah. Questions, what in the world do those words mean? Three words, and three possible pshat in the Rishonim. Just what, technically, what do the words mean? The Rashi on the spot tells us in Menachatam Gimel and Aleph, Tani Dasha Bereisha, Hamid Haseifa Bevinyan Tchila, V'Achaka Katinu Hamezuzos, V'Gamrina Nitzitzes Tchsiv Batasav Lo Mena Asui, V'Kavana Tchila Mezuzah V'Seifa V'Hadra Seif Bevinyan, Havlai Isri Hamezuzah Kodim Shetavlu De Mitzvah. So Rashi gives a whole speech, some kind of a comparison to Tzitzis. What exactly is Rashi telling us? So basically, Rashi is saying is as follows, is that when you put up the mezuzah, you have to put the mezuzah, you have to put the cloth, the piece of parchment, onto an area that already exists, already physically there. Namely, you have to build the house, build the doorway, build the threshold, build the whole picture, and then you take the piece of cloth and you put it on. What you cannot do is, you cannot take a piece of cloth, put it onto a piece of wood or something, and then take that piece of wood with the cloth and then attach it to the structure. Why? Because that's what's called tasa velomina osli. The Torah says you have to put the mezuzah onto the doorway. You can't have the mezuzah almost come onto the doorway by itself. Well, first you have to have the area of the binyan, it has to be all ready for mezuzah, and then place the mezuzah on. How did the Gemara know there's such a halacha? So the Gemara never tells us what the source is. So Rashi compares this to a sugi that we find in Ilchos Tzitzit. The din is, in the chostitis, you have to put the strings onto the beged. The beged has to be chayiv in tzitzis. You have to put the strings on. What would the din be if I take tzitzis, I take string, and I put them onto a small piece of fabric? That small piece of fabric is not a beged. It's not chayiv in tzitzis. And I take that fabric with the strings attached, and I attach that to the edge of a beged. So the Gemara says that's no good, because I didn't put tzitzis onto a beged. I put tzitzis onto something else, and then the tzitzis almost came into existence by themselves. That's not called tasa. The Torah says, you do them tasa l'cha. You have to do it actively. It can't almost happen by itself. So even though the Torah doesn't use the word tasa concerning mezuzahs, Rashi is learning from the Gemara. The Gemara is comparing the two. That you have to have an asiyas haklaf onto the binyan. It can't almost happen by itself. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. But the Rambam has a very different pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, the third of the Mamakamot, there are really two critical statements of the Rambam. When we combine the two statements together, you see how the Rambam learned the Gemara. The Rambam opens up Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Asarat Tznoin Yesh Babayis. There are 10 conditions that have to be met. Yacharkach Yitzchayev Hadar Balasas Lo Mezuzah. If all 10 of these conditions are met, then there's an obligation in Mezuzah. Yimchiset Tnayecha Nehen. If even one condition is missing, Potem in a mezuzah. So one is exempt from mezuzah. So the Rambam goes on to explain how big the house has to be, and how many doorposts it has to have, and it has to have ceilings, etc. A lot of different conditions that are necessary. If you take a look at the end of the second line, the last two words in the second line, v'yulo delosos, that the doorway that you're placing the mezuzah on must have doors. If it's just an open archway, just an open doorway without doors, so it is not obligated in mezuzah. The Shita said Rambam. Most of the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim, did not accept that. They never heard of such a thing. No Gemara that says that. But the Rambam understood that in order for a doorway to be chayav mezuzah, it has to have doors. Actually, the Rishonim sent a letter to the Rambam. It's quoted in the Ketzer Mishnah. There was a letter that was sent from southern France, from Provence, where they used to learn the words of the Rambam. Like the Raivit and others who learned the words of the Rambam. And they sent a letter to the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? Where is the such halacha that a doorway has to have a door to it? So we know that the Lamashal Luchas Erevin, there's no such halacha. When we build what's called the Tzuret HaPesach, when we surround an area with a door frame, we have a pole, and a wire on top. And that's called the Pesach. That's called an opening. So why is mezuzah different? So the Rambam responded that the Torah says, "Chstaftem amezuzah beisechol v'sha'arecha." A sha'ar, says the Rambam, means with a door. By definition, imagine if you would make a gate of a city, you just forgot, you built a fence, you just forget to put a gate there. Forget to put a door opening and closing. That would be an absurd thing. Again, you know, wouldn't build a fence without something to lock up the fence, without something to lock up the gate. But the Rambam understood that just from the Pshuta Shemikra, Visharecha, it's not called the Shar unless there's a door plus a doorway. But then, the Rambam, in the end of the third of the Marmikamos, at the beginning of Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes that, because the last line of the Marmachom, Umamidin had the losos, the Rambam says that not only is a door is necessary for an obligation of mezuzah, but you have to make sure to put the doors up first, and then and only then put up the mezuzah. Where did the Rambam get this from? that clearly how the Rambam learned the first of the Ramakamos, Toli Dasha Bereisha. The Rambam learned that Dasha means the doors. It doesn't mean the piece of wood that the mezuzah is sitting on, like Rashi learned. Toli Dasha Bereisha means put up the doors first and then put up the mezuzah. Why is that? Rambam says it makes a lot of sense. Because to put up a mezuzah on a doorway that's exempt, that doesn't count. Anytime you do a mitzvah and it's potter, that doesn't register, it doesn't count. And now, even though you subsequently put the doors on, now you have a chiyuv of mezuzah, and the original place of the mezuzah didn't count. That's what's called ta'aseh l'man asui. It happened by itself. You didn't make the mezuzah. You didn't put the mezuzah on a makam shenis chayis. So according to this Rambam, it comes out, a tremendous chiddush lahalacha, that anytime a doorway, for whatever reason, is potter from mezuzah, you have to first make it chayav, and then to put the mezuzah on. If you do it vice versa, then the whole mitzvah is null and void. You have to take it down and start all over again. So the question is, do we paskin like this Rambam? But the more basic question, do we paskin that a doorway without a door is chayav a potter in mezuzah? If we take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamah, the Shulchan Aruch, in your day anuchas mezuzah, Simon Reish Peivav says, habayis afal pisha ein lot losos chayav a mezuzah. So the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, which is the view of most Rishonim, that a house or a doorway, a room, without doors, chayav a mezuzah. Most of Rishonim didn't even accept the Rambam's first premise. The Yesh Bisha point there. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and by the way, there's somebody out there who exempts, i.e. the Rambam. The Rambam is the Das Yachid here. How should we follow between the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch? So the Poskim write that we treat this almost like a Sveika Dedina, since the Shulchan Aruch did quote the Rambam's dissenting view. So we're not sure what to do. If we have a doorway without a door, should we put a mezuzah up or not? Going to the Rambam, you're wasting your money. Going to the other Rishonim, you're mechuyav min haTorah. What should we do? We say, well, it's a safek. If we safek, we're going to be machmir mezuzah d'araisa. We're going to be machmir to put the mezuzah up, albeit we're not going to make a bracha. That's not what the post can say. If you have a doorway, many of them could be even most of the doors in doorways in our houses. Very many of them don't have doors to them. And our practice is we do put mezuzahs up. If the Rambam would come into our houses, you would say, take the mezuzah down. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. What do you need it for? Another Rishonim say, no, you have to have it. So our meaning is we put it up without a bracha. Usually not so relevant for us because we usually put up all the mezuzahs at once. So some of our doorways have doors to them. We only make one bracha anyway, and that one bracha exempts all the other doors. Folks can write that when you put up a lot of mezuzahs, you make a bracha, you pick the one room that's the really, really chayev, a bedroom, something that's the real chayev of mezuzah. You make a bracha on that, and then you go around without talking. That's supposed to be mafsik. But we're supposed to put up the rest of the mezuzahs, I'll smach that original bracha. But lo yitzuyah that a person would have one-time shot, one-time deal to put up a mezuzah on a door without a door, we would tell him to do it, albeit not to make a bracha. So comes the shach in the fifth of the Maamar Kamos, and now in light of the machlokes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, raises the question that begins to impact upon our shaila. V'yesh b'shepoyter. V'yim kova kodem t'liyas adeles, lo yotzi yedei chayvoso, kishenosi nadeles achakach, t'havelei ta'asev lo mera osoi. So says the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam's view, if you put up the mezuzah before you put up the doors, then now, even if you subsequently put up the door, you're not yotzi. Because the Rambam said, it has to first be chayev, and then the mezuzah has to go up. So the Shach writes that according to the Rambam, if you goofed in the order, if you put the mezuzah off, and then you put up the door, you have to take the mezuzah off, put it back up again, start all over again. What about according to the other Rishonim? What about according to the Rishonim who say that having a door there doesn't make the slightest bit of difference? And it doesn't matter. It doesn't concern us. You didn't put up the mezuzah too early. It's chayv anyway. There's no difference, according to most Rishonim, between a doorway with a doorway without a door. But now we have a shaila maisa. A person has a doorway. There's no door there. He goes ahead and he puts up the mezuzah. So according to the Rambam, he wasn't mechuyav to. According to the other Rishonim, he wasn't mechuyav to. But now when the door goes up, now we have a question. Now what do you do? So according to the Rambam, you have to take off that mezuzah and start over again. According to the other Rishonim, nah, you just leave it there. It's fine. So says the Shach, what should we do? Well, let's say you see the Shneim. What we should do is as follows. Yitle b'hadeles v'yad v'yik v'ena. What you should do is put up the door first. What are you draying around with a shayla? When you're building a house, if you plan on putting a door there, put the door first. If for whatever reason you can't put the door there right away, you'd be in a below bracha. So put up the mezuzah without a bracha.
or yivarech mitchila gamal acheres, or make a bracha on another mezuzah, v'hei daito gamal zu, and have in mind this one, uchashe yitla bahadeles, what do you do when a weak lady put the door up? Yitlena, take the mezuzah off, v'yachso v'yivarech la bracha, put it up without a bracha, or yivarech l'acheres v'daito gamal zu, v'zei yetzideh kulam. Says the Shach, we treat this entire sugya as one big suffix. We have no way to be machoriyah between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, and therefore any mezuzah that was put up without a door, if a door subsequently goes on, the door goes on, mezuzah comes off, and goes back on again. I actually had this shaila years ago when I was something that we used to be in Marsha Kolel. We had a in our little bunk area that our family slept, so there was a doorway that had been around for years and years, but there was no door there. Well, we requested, one of the very home improvements that we made, request they should please come and put a door there. Good. When they came to put the door on, so I started having there was a mezuzah there because we suffered and did mezuzah all those years. The wheels started to turn. They're going to come and put in a new door. Great. As soon as they put in the new door, they're going to take the mezuzah off and show it and they're going to put it back on. I come to the room afterwards and I see the goyim are working there and they're banging in, you know, the nails, putting in the door. And I noticed that the mezuzah had been taken off. I say, they must have been mechavin to the shach, two hicks who were working in the bunk. But now they took the mezuzah off because they knew they were going to be banging on the door because they knocked the mezuzah on the floor. They were smart. They took it off. They did the time. They took the mezuzah off. But they were great. But they're finishing the job. I went back to the base medrash. I said, I'll come back. Whenever they finish their work, I'll come back and I'll bang the mezuzah back. It'll be without a bracha to be out there now. Sure, the Ram sheet, everyone's brother. I come back. I notice. They put the mezuzah back on again. Now the wheel starts to turn a whole nother shaila. When a goy puts the mezuzah up for you, not a problem. Is there anything wrong with a goy nailing in the mezuzah for you? Well, the Gemara says that a goy can't write a mezuzah for you. How do you know a goy can't write a mezuzah? Because the Torah says, "Uksartam uksaftam." Anyone who's chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin is kosher to write the parshas of tefillin and mezuzah. Anyone who's not chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin is possible to write the parshas of tefillin and mezuzah. The Gemara says explicitly that if a goy writes parshas and mezuzah, it's absolutely possible in the Torah. No question about it. There is one opinion in Poskim that says not only is the goy not allowed to write the parshas, but the goy is not allowed to nail the mezuzah onto the wall, onto the doorpost, because that's a chsafta mezuzah. He's writing the mezuzah onto the doorpost. That's also considered to be a problem. And most Poskim say l'hoyut b'miya. Most of them say they never heard of such a thing. That's not called the ksivas mezuzah. Ksivas mezuzah, taking ink and writing the parchment. That's called kviyas mezuzah, not ksivas mezuzah. So here I was sitting in the Marsha Kolel. Looking at my doorpost with my brand new door that I had requested, and looking at the mezuzah that I knew had come down, but had gone back up again, I did the goy. What do you think I did? I took the mezuzah off, mishla chumra, put the mezuzah back on again, just in case it was in that opinion that a goy shouldn't be putting on a mezuzah. Just ech agav, that chumra, that's really probably a das yochid, that a goy can't put the mezuzah on, because that's also called kshivat mezuzah. According to that, then a woman couldn't nail the mezuzah in either, because a woman is not acceptable to write parshas of a mezuzah, even though women are obligated in a mezuzah. In Torah, they're obligated, but since they're not obligated in tefillin, so the writing of a mezuzah depends upon who's chayv in tefillin. That's exactly because of kshas mustaftam. Whoever's potter from kshivas tefillin, it cannot write a mezuzah. So a woman cannot write the cloth for a parsha of a mezuzah. According to one opinion, she couldn't nail the mezuzah in either, and most poskim disagree with that. I think that the minhag is a hakel. I think that a lot of women, women live by herself. I don't know if she calls someone else to knock on the mezuzah for her. I think most people are making on that shayla. But anyway, getting back to the story. What? I didn't put it on with a bracha because it had been up from beforehand, and beforehand going to summer was still yotzei, but beforehand I put it on without a bracha. There were other reasons why maybe that room may have been possibly may have been too small, or room may have been, the whole house was probably too small to have a mezuzah, but whatever it was. So getting back to that story. So we know what the proper protocol is supposed to be in terms of building a new door with a new door. Door goes up first, mezuzah goes on afterwards. But what is the halacha in the following case? What if I did everything right? I built my house, built my doorway, put on my door, put up my mezuzah, and then the door gets taken off. The question is, does that make any impact whatsoever? Does that change anything? So in the sixth of the Mamre Kamos, so the Pesachei Teshuva quotes in Sifkat and Yedal, because of a gon Mariza Melisa, that's the Baal HaNesiva, so Yacha Melisa, received the tefillah shalom. He wrote in a sitter, he gives you some guidelines how to perform certain mitzvahs. The Afla Da'asa Poskim, even according to the Rambam, Shem Ein Delas Patamim Mezuzah, and according to the Rambam, there's no door, it's Patamim Mezuzah, so therefore you would not be able to put the Mezuzah up before you put up the door. Im Kova Keshahaya Delas, if you put it up when there was a door there, the Acharkach Natal HaDelas, and then you took the door off, the Chos of the Tolo, so now you put the door back on again, Ein Bezeh Chashash Mishrim Tassav Lomana Asui. Says the Pishachu in the name of the Nesivas, under those circumstances, there's nothing to worry about. That's not called Tasa Lomanosu. What's the Svara? The Svara is, it was put on the Chiyuv. In the original case, there was no door there when it was originally placed. It was placed the Tour. When it's placed the Tour, so it can't fulfill the Mitzvah Chiyuv. Here it was placed the Chiyuv. Something happened in the interim to exempt it, according to the Rambam, and now it comes back to life. The Chiyuv comes back to life when you put the door back on. So the Nesiva says, if it's Nasa Behechsha, Nasa Bechiyuv, that's not subject to the psul of Tasav Laman Osoy. So it sounds like, that's Mamash Makei, that's exactly what happened. 12 years ago when we built the house, we put the doors up first, then I knocked on the mezuzahs. Erev Sukkot, we take the doors off, 2 minutes later we put the doors back on again, according to the Nesiva, so no big deal, just leave the mezuzahs where they were. But suffice it to say, that not everyone agrees to the Nesiva. Many posts can disagree with it. Well, it's an arbitrary distinction, what do you mean? It was Nasa Bechiyuv. So what? Big deal was Nasa Bechiyuv. It was Nasa Bechiyuv, but right now, there's a Ptur kicks in. Once the Ptur kicks in, you have to start over again. So even though the emes is, as I have the Iker Adin, there's no real need to put the mezuzahs back. No need to take the mezuzahs off and put it back on again for a combination of two reasons. First of all, this entire issue of taking the mezuzahs off and putting it back on again is only true according to the Rambam. If you don't accept the Rambam, if you accept the view of most of the Rishonim, that a doorway without doors is also chayav. The doors don't make the slightest bit of difference, then there's nothing to discuss. And the whole shiur is over. We could have ended the shiur before we stopped, 20 minutes ago. The shiur was over. According to most of the Rishonim, the whole chumra doesn't make any sense. And even according to the Rambam, the Nesivus is arguing that that's not necessary because of the svar of Nasa Behechshir. So the Iker Adin is that if by some chance you did some construction in your house and your door came down, there's no need to take all the mezuzahs off and start all over again. That's the Iker Adin. Nevertheless, a lot of poskim look at the mezuzahs right. The Rambam were not sure that we reject the Rambam. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Nesivus is like a big chiddush. Many Acharim disagree with it. If it takes you 2 seconds to take the mezuzahs off and put them on again, Zolzain, that's a good thing. If they weren't foreseeing that you'd have to do it 4 times in the course of a week. So again, it's a chumra b'yalma, but the chumra is based on almost a rejection of Rov of the Rishonim and a rejection of the Nesivus. Either Rov Rishonim are right, or the Nesivus is right, then there's no need whatsoever for this chumra. But again, this little of the background as to what's going on. But now we move into the second half of the Shiloh. That's it. What if you have a person who wants to put a mezuzah up before he's chayav? The reason why he's not yet chayav is because the time hasn't come. What does it mean the time hasn't come? So if we take a look at the seventh of the Mamre Kamos, so the Gemara Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Dal Ben Aleph tells us, if a person rents a house or an apartment in Chutz Loretz, the first 30 days is exempt from mezuzah. After 30 days, is chayav. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit different for technical reasons. We want to put the mezuzah up right away, but those are tangential reasons. But in Chutz Loretz, so the first 30 days is potter, after 30 days is chayav. Potter means potter. So that's the second half of the Shia, right? That's exactly the topic. So the fact that he's not mechuyev to, that's for sure. He's not mechuyev to put it up, that's for sure. Why is he potter exactly? So there's a big machlekes in Rishonim Tosfos called two opinions. One opinion tells us is that min haTorah, a renter is never chayav a mezuzah. Because the Torah says, a mezuzah is based secha or v'yisharech, you have to own it. If I don't own the house, I don't own the apartment, I'm not chayav at all min haTorah. But why do I have to put it up here after 30 days? But the Rabbanan, because it looks like it's mine. People are going to see that I'm living in a house for already a month. No one's going to realize that I'm just renting it. So therefore, mid the Rabbanan, they instituted a chiv of putting up mezuzahs. But min haTorah, you never have to put it up. And the other day, in Tosfos says, no. That min haTorah, even if you don't own it, you have to put it up. There's no such drasha b'secha to exclude a rented house. So why for the first 30 days you get a freebie? But one day, in Tosfos says, well, if you're only renting, you don't really live there yet. The only chayav mezuzah when you're living there. If you're just renting it, it's only a week or two, you haven't really set yourself in yet, so you're just almost like visiting, or kind of passing through. You're not the kviyus yet, it's not called the dira yet, and therefore the halach gives you a break for the first month. No matter how you slice it, whether the chayav after a month is a deraisa chayav or a derabana chayav, it doesn't exist until the month is over. So now the question becomes, if one is potter from putting up the mezuzah, should we plug in the principle called tasev laman asoi? Should we raise a red flag and say, wait a second, if you're potter, then the last thing we want you to do is put up the mezuzah. Why? Because if you're going to put up the mezuzah before 30 days, and now 30 days are going to come, so when the chiyuv comes, the mezuzah is already there, that's a no-no. That's like a tasev laman asoi. So is that the halakha equivalent of putting up mezuzah without doors, according to the Rambam? But that was a big question. But many poskim, probably most poskim, said that the two are not equivalent. The two are not the same. Why? There's a very big difference between the two. In the first case, of the Rambam's case, the initial case of locking doors, there's something physically missing. This doorway is not chayiv a mezuzah. Almost like the cheftza of this house, the cheftza of this doorway, is not a cheftza that's obligated in mezuzah. You put it up too early, it's tasev laman asoi. Over here, everything is in place. It's just what we call mechus hazman. The time hasn't come yet. You're just a few days too short. And a few days from now, the chiyuv is going to kick in. Even though you as a gavra, so to speak, are technically potter, but the cheftz of the house is a cheftz of chayav b'mezuzah. The doorway is a doorway, a chayav b'mezuzah. So that's not called tasev laman asoi. Something is merely mechus hazman. That's not considered to be a tasev laman asoi. If that's the case, so then, gizundei, there should be nothing wrong with putting up the, you're not mechuyev to, you want to do it, okay, gizundei, you can do whatever you want. So other folks can have serious reservations about putting up the mezuzahs early before 30 days for a different reason. Not so much because of tassel and also, that problem is probably not such a serious problem, but there's a more of a technical problem, a person who wants to put up the mezuzahs before 30 days. What's he going to do concerning a bracha? Is he going to make a bracha or not make a bracha? So if he puts the mezuzah up and he wants to make a bracha, we have a serious problem with that. How are you going to say with a straight face, Asher kidishonav mitzvosu mitzvonu 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 nishken mitzvonu, nishken mitzvonu, you're not mechoyiv. Totally not mechoyiv. You're not obligated to put up the mezuzah. How are you going to make a bracha? Ella, what are you going to do? You're going to put up the mezuzah without making a bracha. You're going to lose the bracha. So when are you going to make the bracha? So the guy's going to say, no problem. I'm going to put up the mezuzah on day one. I moved into the house and even though I didn't buy the rent, I don't want to walk around the whole month without mezuzah. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I want to make sure the mezuzah is there. Every time I put my hand to kiss, I have to feel like I'm Jewish. I need a mezuzah there. But I'm not going to make a bracha. I'll bracha over the Torah. So I hung up the mezuzah. I nailed in the mezuzahs. And now day 31 comes. Baruch Abu, I'm chayiv in mezuzah. So I'm about to make a bracha. Wow, you make a bracha. The kvah mezuzah? They nailed in already. What kind of bracha? What do you make? How are you going to make a bracha with a straight face? Some posts came up with a great idea. The Moshe suggests. Many people know from the early davening, sometimes people daven before the Zman. So they put the tefillin on beforehand without making a bracha. When the Zman comes, you touch the tefillin, and you make a bracha. So the Moshe says, maybe you should do that. You should put up the mezuzahs right away. Comes day 31, Hashem can dishon mitzvah, the mezuzah, and play around with the mezuzah. Hopefully you're not going to play around with it, it's not going to fall down. Maybe that's also good. Another post will say, that's no good. That doesn't work. The only way for you to make a bracha is to take the mezuzah off, make a bracha, and nail it up again. Oh, what a hassle, what a pain to do that. I better not to put it up in the first place. For those people who want to, I can't even use the word bimachim, those people who prefer to put up the mezuzahs before the 30 days are up, run into a problem because they're trying to be so extra special from. They don't want to go a day without a mezuzah, which is okay because for 30 days they're not mechuyav, and then they end up causing themselves such aggravation vis-a-vis the bracha. Make the bracha beforehand, Shavu bracha matala. Make the bracha afterwards, the bracha matala. Not to break a bracha altogether. Lose out the bracha, that's not the right thing to do. So maybe it's a pays, not to put the mezuzah up until 30 days. Maybe we should get over the Hebrews and just, follow what it says in Chazal. That's what many people think.
Can you just invoke for that Shaila, the sheet of Tosos, that you can, a woman to make a bracha?
Oh, so Tosos themselves invoke it. Tosos themselves suggest that maybe we could justify making a bracha, like women who make brachas on Sukkah and Lulav. So not so simple. It's not the same. Because by Sukkah and Lulav, the women, at least they get some kind of a kima mitzvah. They gain something by doing the mitzvah. Yeah, I put up a mezuzah on something that's not chayv mezuzah. There's no mitzvah. I don't get any chayv mitzvah. There's nothing yet. So l'chora, it really doesn't make any sense to put up the mezuzah before the 30 days. You have two potential issues. One issue was the taslam and also, which we weren't sure. Many people weren't as concerned with, but some were. And the second problem, albeit a little bit less serious problem, but potentially more problematic, is the issue of the bracha. So there are two good reasons why we should probably recommend dafka not to put the mezuzah up for the first 30 days. But we have to be honest, there are some poskim who disagree with you. Some poskim say, no, that you have to put the mezuzah up right away. Why? Some poskim say,
that this Gemara, that for the first 30 days you're pulled from mezuzah, doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. If my manishtana b'zman hazeh. So some posts can suggest that the only reason why the socher is potter for the first 30 days is because the house doesn't really belong to him. So we said, socher, it's not really his house. What do you mean it's not his house? Well, the Gemara says about Metzia, in the olden days, if I would rent you an apartment, I would rent you out a house, and so you're living in the house for 6 months, and then all of a sudden I'm the landlord, my house, something happens. My house gets flooded, my house burns down, I have a right to knock on your door and evict you and say, listen, it's not right. I should live in the street and you should live in my house. I'm allowed to evict you in order for me to live in the house that I signed with you 6 months ago is going to be yours. The Gemara says it's understood, in the days of Chazal, it's understood that the agreement of any schiras was that the landlord still has a little bit of a claim to the apartment. I'm letting you live in my apartment. It's true. I'm not going to kick you out for no reason. But if I end up to be homeless, I have a right to kick you out and I'm allowed to move into the house. That was the understood agreement. The Rishonim already write that Bisman Hazeh, that's unheard of. Bisman Hazeh, go try to do that. Rent an apartment from somebody. The landlord knocks in the apartment. The middle of the night says, sorry, you have a lease. Well, we're terminating the lease. Why? Because my house is under construction, so I'm going to move into the apartment. You're going to jump in the lake. He said, we signed the contract. Tough, sign the lease. Get out of here for the next 2 years. The Rishonim write that Bisman Hazeh, we don't follow that umdana. Umdana means that was the understanding in the days of Chazal. It doesn't apply to Bisman Hazeh. In Mabinus, you can change whatever you want. If the Minig HaMakom becomes that understanding doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So some posts can raise the question, maybe the only reason why the Gemara says that you put from mezuzahs for the first 30 days is because the guy doesn't really have it. He's not really owning it. Haraya, he doesn't really own it. The landlord can kick him out at a moment's notice. Bisman Hazeh, you can't. The guy will throw me out of there. I'll take him to court. He can't throw me out of the apartment. So Bisman Hazeh, I'm much more locked into the apartment. Maybe the chiyuv kicks in right away. So according to that, if you follow that line of reasoning, we would want somebody, yes, to put up the mezuzahs right away. So now we have tug of war here between different considerations. According to the din of the Gemara, it probably makes sense not to put the mezuzahs up. You have more to lose than to gain. According to this chashash in some poskim, you have more to gain than to lose. That could make sense to put up the mezuzahs before. Where do you go? So this machlek, not a great surprise. Machlek is some poskim, adayam hazeh, up till Toshana and Zion. Some rabbanim recommend that you should put up the mezuzahs right away. You move in, put it up right away with a bracha and finish it, and don't worry about it. And you chayev and shut. The other person would say, no, we follow what says in the Gemara, 30 days is 30 days, doesn't apply to this manah, the din still applies to this manah, there's no chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, don't waste your time putting it up, you're just ruining it for tassels, and also you're only ruining it for brachas, better not that there's no mezuzah on the doorpost, so tough luck, you'll survive. Remember, when this only applies when you're renting an apartment, not if you're buying a house, buying an apartment, you put it up immediately, or in Eretz, for technical reasons, you put it up immediately, but in chutzpah, this thing applies. Remember when we got married, so we rented an apartment in the Heights. We did not put up the mezuzahs for the first month. Remember, my wife was very, very weary about it. People think we're not Jewish, we're mezuzah. I said, just tell them, anyone has any questions, tell them to sugi Maseches Menachos, Mamdal, I'll be happy to discuss the details of sugi with them. We were following that opinion. Both came that it's not a better, it makes more sense not to put the mezuzahs up until after the 30 days are up. When we say after the 30 days are up, so after the 30 days means after the 30 days, what's the beginning of the 31st day? Tzeis Kechom. As soon as it gets dark on the night of the 31st, it's the day when you moved in, on the first day counted when you moved in, she put up the mezuzahs. Go figure, outlook was that the day 31 was Shabbos. Go figure. Now the question becomes, when should you nail the Friday night? A new chumri. I can't do that. It's Chol Shabbos. So when are you going to do it? So now you have two choices. Either you do it Motzei Shabbos, or you do it Friday right before you go to shul. So if you would ask me now, I would say put it up Motzei Shabbos. I would say the chiyuv kicks in on Shabbos. I can't put the mezuzah on Shabbos. On a Sechor Patrei, I'm popping. Havdalah is over. Motzei Shabbos. Then I put the mezuzah. That's what I would say now. But at the time, someone else I spoke to quoted me a view from Poskim and said, no, that you put it up on Friday afternoon. My height. It's not, the chiyuv hasn't come yet. So they wanted to compare this to, I guess it's the next Yom Kippur on the calendar, not quite 30 days yet, but close to Hanukkah. You should really light Hanukkah candles at night. The Gemara says, if the sun set, if the stars come out, but the amount of Elokas Neiris is not the Od Yom. And yet Friday afternoon we light Neiris would be Od Yom. How do you do that? And the answer, how do you do that? What's your choice? He says, you can't light after dark, after Shkia, it's already Shabbos. So you see that whenever you have a mitzvah that can't be done, b'shaito, because Shabbos is interfering with the ability to do it, so the mitzvah gets pushed earlier. So instead of lighting the candles after dark on Friday night, you light them before. So some poskim wanted to extrapolate to mezuzah that just as in Neres Chanukah, the chiyuv
so it goes backwards, chiyuv dos to Friday afternoon. So too, kviyas ha-mezuzah, when day 31 falls out on Friday night, the mitzvah goes back to Friday afternoon. So at the time, I thought that was a gevaldik alumnus. I thought about a couple of years later, I thought, what? I said, what is the dam and mitzvah? A strange comparison. I said, but nearest Chanukah, what's the option? Well, if you don't light, you can't light Friday night, Shabbos ready. If you don't light Friday, when are you going to light? What's Shabbos? That's ready. The next night, Chanukah. The Chazal was the hands of the tie. There's no way they had to be kaveh the mitzvah nearest Chanukah to light maybe Yod Yom. And mitzvah, why do they have to make you put up on Friday afternoon? I have a freebie, a green light until Friday night. Comes Friday night, I can't put it up. Wait, what's the Shabbos? You put it up the next night. So years later, I thought to myself, wait a second. I said, that svara is a very, very difficult svara. Some folks can say that was a very, very difficult svara. But probably the more correct thing to do is to put it up on the Shabbos. But now, what's the problem? If that svara is not correct, then it turns out the mezuzah went up too early. So the mezuzah went up too early, according to some, is a tassel of an osa shayla. I did not take all the mezuzahs down. At that point, I already had enough. Even though I didn't. By the time I figured this all out, I think we have moved out of the heights already. But if one really wanted to collect all the chumras, everything that we said tonight, one could have argued that for that one guy who put up the mezuzahs an hour too early before Shabbat started, he put up the mezuzahs, so it could be it was Nasa b'Ptur. According to the Machmirim, that's called Tasvam, and also even though it's a Ptur only in Zman, you have to yank all the mezuzahs off and start all over again. So that even I gave up at that point. But I'll put him, the sugyas of Kriyas and Mezuzah, Kamshin is Chayyib. So it's two different sugyas, two different pasas, or two different shayas that came through within a week of each other, and the combination of those two shayas are the background really of this shift. Okay. Oh, next week, should we have next week? Are them around next Wednesday night? Wait, I think I may also have one. I'm not even sure. Let me check with my wife whether we have wedding also. So we'll be in touch. We'll keep posted.